It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
What happened to the power of God? Like all of Zeus astray. Dark light away. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Well, this is a Saturday. This is November the 22nd. And it's so good to have you praying with me today. The Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. Here we are on the BPN radio network. And this is your 24-hour internet prayer station. And today, I'm going to be ministering prophetically. I'm going to be praying. I'm going to be praying for individuals. And I'm just going to be a wonderful hour, your hour of power. And I've been a prayer leader in America since 1967. I've been a prayer leader and a prophetic voice since 1985. So anyhow, we're going to pray together. And the Holy Spirit just spoke to me several months ago and said, I want you to have a prayer network 24 hours a day, lead prayer 24 hours a day. I don't know how to do that, but we're doing it. And so you can listen to this broadcast anytime, day or night. And every hour, this broadcast repeats itself for a 24-hour period from midnight until midnight the next night, Central Time. So thank you for being a part of Breakout Prayer Network. If you have a prayer request, you go to our website, www.bpnradio.com, and you can there's a form there that you can fill out, and send in your prayer requests. Our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, will take your request, and we have a prayer team that will pray for your request for the next 7 days, believing for something very supernatural to happen. On the broadcast today, we have a man that is blind in both eyes and deaf in one ear, Dr. Ron Lester, who I've known for many, many years. He's written a book called "I'm Blind, What's Your Excuse?" and he's gonna be sharing an incredible testimony and prayer for just a few minutes and just a few moments. So why don't you stay tuned, Father? Would you agree with me for the prayer broadcast today, Father? We agree in Jesus' name that Your will is going to be done on this Saturday, the 22nd of November, 2014, and I just thank You for people that are praying with me today. I know the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. So we set ourselves in agreement that Your will is going to be done. If there's some people groups, ministry groups that are gathered together, we just pray Your will be done on us corporately. And if there's people, individuals today that are with us via their computer or their smartphone, cell phone, or maybe they have purchased a transmitter and they are listening by car radio, however it may be, we set ourselves in agreement, Your will, plan, and purpose be done in our lives today, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. And Father God, we come boldly by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, that You are our Father, and we are Your sons and daughters. And we come not in our own worthiness, our own righteousnesses, but we come by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that You forgive us. Whatever's on our lives that's not pleasing or acceptable in Your sight, in Jesus' name, we repent for our sins, and we ask You to forgive us our sins, and we forgive those who have sinned against us, those that have hurt us, offended us, abused us, misused us, done us wrong, hurt us and wounded us deeply. Lord, we forgive them today. We do forgive them on this Saturday. Why don't you just take a few moments to call somebody's name in prayer that have hurt you, offended you, abused you, misused you, done you wrong. And it may have been over the years. I don't know. But you can get it settled right now. And you can just call their name and say, Lord, I do forgive them, knowing that forgiveness is not an act of your emotions. It's an act of your will. So why don't you just spend a few moments, if you will, just calling people's name and saying, Lord, I do forgive them. And Lord, we not only repent of our sins, but according to the book of Daniel said, well, I was repenting of my sins and the sins of my nation. So we not only repent of our sins, but we also repent for the sins of our nation. God, I pray for a spiritual awakening in America. I pray that, God, that You would come and heal this land. And Lord, we just stand upon the promise in Your word that says, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, You said You would hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Lord, I ask, O God, that You come and heal America. We repent of our idolatry, our prayerlessness, our carelessness. We repent of our perversion, that we have lost our moral compass. We repent for taking prayer out of the schools for those 60 million babies that's been aborted in our nation. We repent for taking prayer out of the homes and prayer out of some churches. We repent, O God, for allowing other gods to rise in this nation other than the one true Jehovah God. Father, we repent for our silence. We repent for our compromise. We repent for our lukewarmness and our neutrality. We ask for your help in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray right now that you would lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. We have on our helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth, shoes of peace, shield of faith, sword of the Spirit, watching with the saints and praying in the Holy Ghost. And Father God, we ask that you protect us and our families throughout this day and night and morning. We speak Psalms 91. We ask God that you assign guardian angels to encamp around about us. Keep us safe. Keep us from all harm. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord. Why don't you just pray right now? Your hedge of protection about your family. Call the names of your family members for just a few moments. Father God, we pray your hedge of protection about America, about our nation. Lord, we know today that on this Saturday that the walls of our nation, as it was in the days of Nehemiah, the walls have been broken down. Gates have been burned with fire. And we know the enemy is in the land, but we ask that you protect us, protect our nation. In Jesus' name, protect us, Lord, from racial hatred, racial divide. Protect us, O God, from ISIS that is not just outside our walls or inside our walls waiting for the appropriate time. We pray, Lord, concerning people that have come over our borders and into our nation and have set up strongholds in this land. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you would help us have mercy upon our nation, have mercy upon our land. We pray for your protection. We pray to protect our president, Barack Obama, and his family. Watch over them. Keep them safe. We pray for his cabinet. We pray for the Supreme Court. We pray for those in Congress. We pray for our governor. And since I live here in Texas, I'm praying for my governor, Rick Perry. And my governor-elect, I'm praying also for him. And let's just pray for your congressman. I'm praying for my congressman Rogers today. And so just take time, if you will, just to pray for the mayor, your governor, whoever it may be, that you need to pray for governmentally, locally, those who sit at the gates of your city. Let's pray the hedge of protection about our land today. And Father, we pray for those who are victims of the inclement weather that's going on in our nation. Inclement weather happening. I pray for those who are trapped by snowstorms. And I pray for those that are having difficult situations there.
Food connects us.
One moment, please. One moment, please. We just pray in Jesus' name that your will, plan, and purpose be done in our lives today. We pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That your will, plan, and purpose be done in our lives. That your will be done in our nation. We need your help, God. And Father, we just pray now, as you have as you have taught us to pray. Give us this day our daily bread. And we pray, Lord, for those that are going through difficulties today. And I know that there is no trouble like trouble that comes our way. And so, Father, we're going to pray for individuals today that are having some difficulties. And we know today that you desire to speak a word. And we understand that one word from God can change our lives forever. So I know, Lord, that you did not bring us this far to let us down. And you did not bring us this far to let us drown. So we're going to the other side. We're going to be strong finishers. We know how to blow the charge. We don't know how to blow the retreat. And David said, I will lift mine eyes unto the hills from which comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Therefore the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. The Lord shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. David had said, I sought the Lord. He heard me, delivered me from all of my fears. And so I just know that today that the Holy Spirit wants me to pray and wants us to pray for those that are going through difficult situations. And, you know, I love the word of the Lord. And I'm just so thankful that the word speaks to us today. And, you know, I just read the scripture, the angel of the Lord encamps around about those who fear him. And the Bible said he delivers them. And so I just want to continue to read just a little more before I pray for some people. It says, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. His ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil. But the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, such and saves such as has a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. So I just want to pray for you today, those of you that are going through difficult situations. And it may not just be short term, but it may be long term. And you may have felt like when the trial, the test, the storm, the disappointments, the destruction first came, it may have appeared to you that this is only a temporary thing. But now I know that I'm praying for somebody today that this has turned into a long-term situation, maybe weeks, maybe months, maybe years. And you're just thinking, God, I thought I heard from you. I felt like when I first prayed that I'd receive the answer, the solution. But here it is, a long time has passed. So I just have a chapter for you, and it's Daniel chapter 10. And it says this, the promise was true, but it was a long time coming. The promise was true, but it was a long time coming. So I just declare today that God has not forsaken you. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. And so I just declare that the word of the Lord that came to you in times past, the word of the Lord that was spoken to you, or the promise that was given you by the Holy Spirit, or out of his word, it seems like it will never happen. But I just believe the Holy Spirit would desire to encourage you today and instruct you today that you cannot let go. You cannot let go of what God has spoken to you about. You know, I ministered to a family years ago in South Texas, and I heard this testimony about how the husband and father had left the wife and two daughters. And he was gone for a long time, but the wife and the two daughters just believed that he was going to return back to them. So every evening at supper time, at dinner time, they would set not just three places, but they would set four places, and they would set a place for the husband and the father. He didn't come home the first night or the second night, and then weeks passed into months, and months continued until one day God answered their step of faith. So, you know, the proper progression that I talk about in my book is that we hear something, and then we see something, and then we say something, and then we do something. So this wife and two daughters, they heard the Holy Spirit say, set another table, another place at the table, another plate at the table, and your husband, your father, is going to come home. So they saw him coming home and sitting down at the table. And then they begin to say, my husband, our father, is coming home, and he'll sit right here at this table and have a meal with us, and God will restore. And so they heard something, and then they said something. Excuse me, they heard something, and then they saw something, and then they said something, and then they did something. Ears, eyes, mouth, and feet. That's the proper progression. So the conclusion of the matter is that one day he came home and he sat down at that table that was set for four. No longer was the place unoccupied, but the husband, the father, had come home, repenting, having a meal with his wife and his daughters. Later, that man became a friend of mine and was a pastor of a church. He and his wife pastored a church for a long time. His son went off to the mission field. And eventually, this man of God went to heaven. But his wife is still a testimony, and his daughters are still a testimony of we cannot give up, we cannot give out, we cannot give in. We cannot quit, because we know that God is faithful. I don't understand today why it takes so long to get your prayer through. I don't understand why it takes so long to get your request answered. I cannot answer that, but I know that God is faithful. So sometimes when we receive a word from the Lord, it could be a now word. Something God is going to do very quickly. It's going to happen very suddenly, very soon. But it could be a future word. It could be a week, a month, a year, 5 years, 10 years. That's the difficult part. But the encouraging part is, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And so the song that was sung about that passage is, says, teach us, Lord, to wait. And that is a very difficult thing, because particularly we as Americans, we're not programmed to wait. So it could be a now word, future word. It could be a confirming word. It could be a new word. But we believe the word of the Lord, that it shall come to pass, that will happen just as he said it would happen. So we know that that God is a faithful God. And so I'm praying for you today. Father, I'm praying, and others are praying, for those that have been waiting for a long, long time for their prayers to be answered. They've waited for a long, long time, a long, long time, for their request to come. I pray for them right now. I pray, Lord, that the peace of God that passes all understanding would fill their heart, their life, their emotions. Ask God that you help them in Jesus' name. Help them in Jesus' name. And Lord, we need you. We need you, God. And they need you in Jesus' name. Give them the strength that they need for today. For today, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. in the name of the Lord. So I pray today for those that have given up, so to speak, and they become weary and well-doing. I pray today that you will give them new strength, extraordinary strength, to wait upon you, to declare that it shall be just as he has spoken. And Lord, today we know that you are not a promise breaker, that you are a promise keeper. And so we just trust you. We put our confidence in you right now, in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray today for those that have disabilities, and maybe they are not able to work, maybe they're confined to a wheelchair, maybe they're confined to their home, maybe they're confined to a hospital room or a nursing home or a rehabilitation center. I pray for those, Lord, today that have disabilities that are preventing them from living what we would call in our society a normal life. I just pray, Lord, that a special grace will be wrapped around them today in Jesus' name, and that you would give them hope and a determination, even though there are opposition, there are oppositions to their mission, that they are still going to go on with life. And I just pray for them today in Jesus' name. And I'm so thankful to have a longtime friend of mine by the name of Dr. Ron Lester. And he is going to talk today about his disabilities. He's written a book called I'm Blind, What's Your Excuse? But he tells his story, and he's going to share a little bit of his story, and then we're going to pray for those who have physical disabilities. And we'll just be right back for that interview with Dr. Ron Lester in a prayer. But right now, we're just going to make this a declaration, Lord, that we're going to follow you, because there's a lot of people that's hurting, homeless and hopeless. And we just know that you are at work in our lives. And so we're going to play this song, and then we'll be right back with Dr. Ron Lester.
Tragedy for me to turn away.
Okay, it's a privilege to have as my guest here on BPN Radio today, a man that I've known for a long, long time. And he was on my pastoral staff a long time ago in Dale City, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And I just wanted to visit with Ron because we're going to pray today for people that are physically handicapped and they feel like, you know, I've got all these handicaps and I can't do much and I have all these limitations. But Ron Lester, my guest today, he's overcome these. He's a former associate pastor of mine in Dale City, Oklahoma. He was also principal of a school in El Cajon, California. He was a senior pastor of West Shores Assembly of God Church in Salton City, California. And he's also worked with the Veterans Department. And Ron is... he has his doctorate degrees, Dr. Ron Lester. Just want to welcome him here today. Ron, it's good to have you on the BPN broadcast today.
Well, I appreciate that, sir, and it's a privilege to be on the radio with you again. I love it.
Well, it's used to go out to the radio station with me every Sunday night. I had a radio broadcast when I pastored in Oklahoma City, and Ron would make the trip out there with me on Sunday nights. And at that time, we could only broadcast in one station in one city, and now in 1 hour a day. And now I have the opportunity to broadcast 24 hours a day in cities all across America, all around the world. And so we're praying today, and today we're going to pray for people that have limitations or handicaps. And after we talk to you, then I know that people are going to be encouraged, so we're going to pray for them. And you've recently written a book, and what's the title of your book?
The title of my book is I'm Blind, What's Your Excuse?
Oh, you are? Go ahead.
Yeah, and the subtitle of it is Through Our Weakness, Christ is Made Strong.
So, how long have you been blind, Ron?
They basically diagnosed me back in 1967 when I was in the Air Force, and it has just gradually gotten worse over the years, and I'm totally blind now, and can't hear out of one ear because of Meniere's disease, which goes along with retinitis pigmentosa, and I've got 50% left in the left ear, and nothing catching up with me with the neuropathy in the hands and the feet. So, you know, it's something that you just keep going. You don't quit, no matter how many disabilities you have.
Wow. So years ago, you could have thrown in the towel, lived on disabilities, but you kept going, and you kept going with your education and with your ministry, and you've never stopped. And now you are writing books, you know, people really need to hear your story. So even after you were diagnosed as blind, you kept going on this journey, and it's been amazing. And you've accomplished all of this as a pastor, working for the Veterans National Service as an officer. You have gone through with your education, earning your doctorate degree, and now you're still ministering in churches and people groups, and it's just amazing. So what do you have to say to people that says, well, you know, I've got all these disabilities, and yet here you are blind, deaf in one ear, and you're still going? What do you have to say to these people?
Well, I tell them most of the time, I says, you know, if God didn't think you could go through it, He wouldn't have allowed you to go through those disabilities and those hardships and those trials. And I said, just pick up and go on and do what you can do, and don't quit. You have something that people are looking at, you know, and saying, hey, if this guy can do it, I can do it. And that's what I tell people. I said, I want you to, you know, rise up. And it's no time to quit. It's time for us to get. Come on. If I can do this, you can. Follow me. Let's go.
Well, I believe that. And you're still going, aren't you?
Yes, sir, Ben.
What are some of your plans?
Well, my plans are hopefully in the next few months to be on the road and ministering at different churches. I have another book that's coming out in January, and it's much more detailed. And basically what it's called is The Day the Lights Went Out, and that's basically when I went totally blind.
Well, you... I've known you for a long time. You're a tremendous inspiration to a lot of people. We love you and your wife, Betty, and y'all are a great couple. And if people want to get your book, then how can they get your book?
Well, it's available on Amazon. It's available on Apple and also Barnes & Noble as a ebook or as a paperback. And usually at any bookstore, you can order it. You can ask them for I'm Blind, What's Your Excuse? Or you can ask for the book by Dr. Ron Lester, and they can get it if they don't have it in stock.
Fantastic. Now, if somebody wants you to come and minister to their church or they have a people group they want you to speak to, a high school assembly or whatever. I mean, you have an inspiring story to tell. You really have something to tell. How would people get in touch with you?
Well, the best way is just email me, which is this Ron, R-O-N, Lester, L-E-S-T-E-R, 45, at gmail.com. All small caps, all together.
Okay. Ron Lester, 45, at gmail.com.
Yeah, and I do have a website that's basically Dr. Ron Lester .com. That's my website for my book and different things like that. You can go to that.
DrRonLester.com, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
All right. If anybody would like to have Ron to come and minister, and you live in the state of Arizona, but I think you are probably available to go anywhere, anytime, knowing you. Why don't you say a prayer for people that are physically handicapped? They feel like they have all these physical limitations. Would you just say a prayer for them right now?
I certainly will. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you see out there in this world how many people are so discouraged because of all the disabilities, because of blindness, because of MS, because of all the things that they don't seem to be able to get around with, the problems with their legs, the problems with their stomach, the problems with their head. There's just all kinds of problems, Lord, that people need to be healed of. But it's not a time to sit down and say, I give up. It's time to rise up and say, I have one more time to get up and do something and tell somebody, call somebody. You are a miracle that somebody is looking for, and you need to call that individual. Maybe there's somebody that you know that needs to be encouraged. I believe that God wants you to rise up and say, yes, Lord, I'm willing to go. And I ask you, Lord, right now that you anoint our lips of clay, Lord, with the mighty power of God. Take the hot cold off the altar and anoint our lips, Lord. Anoint our hands to do the work that you've called us to do. Anoint our feet to go to the places that you'd have us to go, Lord. We rise up right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. No matter what the problem is, Lord, that you give me strength. That you give me strength to do the things that you call me to do, Lord. If you're older and you feel like that you don't have any energy left, I ask you, Lord, that you give them energy for one more time to do more than they've ever done before in the name of Jesus. If they're young, Lord, if they're in their teens or wherever they're at, Lord, that you anoint them with the mighty power of God to rise up in this generation and speak to this generation right now. Lord, we ask you, Lord, for these that are handicapped today, Lord, that have problems, Lord, that maybe they're just blind and they say, forget it all. No, it's time, Lord, that they rise up and they say, I can do this, and that you give them strength and you give them wisdom and knowledge and how to do it. And, Lord, give them divine appointments and divine connections and genius ideas right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I claim it done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay. That's a great prayer, Ron. Thank you so very, very much for being on the broadcast today. And I just set myself in agreement with you right now that people that have physical disabilities, handicaps, and limitations, that they will throw off all of those and declare that there's still a major assignment for me. So thank you so much for being on. We're praying for you, believing that God is going to continue to work in your life, and you're a tremendous blessing to me. Bye-bye.
Thanks, sir.
Hey, we want to thank Dr. Ron Lester for that incredible interview and that incredible prayer. You need to buy that book, and you'll be so encouraged. So I just want to let you know that you are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And Dale Gentry here, your host, on this Saturday, November 22nd. And I just want to express my appreciation to you for your prayers and your financial support. And if you would like to support this broadcast, you can do so. Just going to www.bpnradio.com. There's a donate button there that you can go to, and you can donate. So we appreciate that very, very, very much. So we're praying today, and I'm so thankful that I responded to the call to pray in 1966. And I just know the power of prayer and what it can do. And, you know, there's some people that feel like that prayer makes very little difference in their lives. And God let me know early on when I was a boy about the power of prayer. And, you know, God healed me so many times when I was a boy. I never went to a doctor until I was 16 years old, because my mom and dad would just pray, and they would pray, and they would pray until I was healed. I just thought it was an automatic thing. And so it's like your faith is increased when that happens. And you just learn to keep the faith when that transpires, when that takes place. You just learn to keep the faith, and so it's amazing. I remember when I was about 10 or 11 years old that my mother was facing major surgery. And my dad listened to Christian radio every morning. And there was a pastor in Dallas, Texas, by the name of J.C. Hibbard. And he would listen to Pastor Hibbard every morning, along with my mom. And he became one of their favorite preachers. And he had prayer every morning in his church, Gospel Lighthouse Church, in Oak Cliff, Dallas, Texas. So when my mom was scheduled to have surgery, my dad said, why don't we drive to Dallas and we'll see if Brother Hibbard can pray for you. So we made the 200-mile journey on that hot summer day with the windows rolled down when I was a boy, about 10 years old. And we drove the 200 miles from Comanche, Oklahoma to Dallas, Texas. I can remember it like it was yesterday because my dad and I got out of the car, went into the church, and someone was at the front of the church, and my dad said, "Is Brother Hibbert back? Brother Hibbert here?" And somebody responded and said, "Yes, he's back there in the back. He's praying." He's praying. And so we went back to the back of the church, and there was maybe 100, 150 people that were having morning prayer. And there was a roar that went out of that prayer room. People were seeking God. Some were standing, some were kneeling, some were walking, some were on their face before God. It was just an awesome atmosphere I can remember today. So he said to someone in the prayer room, "Is Brother Hibbert here?" And they said, "He's y'all over there." So he was there praying with his people. They had 9 o'clock prayer every morning, I learned later. And so my dad went up to Brother Hibbert and said, "My wife is out in the car. She's going to have major surgery. She's scheduled for major surgery. But we believe the Lord wants to heal her. Would you come and would you pray for her?" And so Brother Hibbert said, "Exactly. I'll be right there." And so I'll never forget, he followed us out to the car where my mom sat with a window rolled down, and he just stuck his hand into the window, through the window, laid his hands on my mother and said, "In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I speak healing over you now. Command you to be healed in Jesus' name." Just a short prayer, turned, went back into the church. We got back into the car and drove back the 200 miles to Comanche, Oklahoma. There was no interstate in those days. But when my mom went to the doctor the next morning in preparation for surgery, the doctor re-examined her upon her request. And he said, "Mrs. Gentry, I don't understand what has happened to you, but you don't need surgery." So my mom was completely healed at the name of the Lord. And I began to understand the power of prayer. That's why I'm having this BPN prayer network, to pray for people and encourage you to pray, encourage you to believe for extraordinary things in your life that God desires to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think, according to the power that works in you, according to the power that works in you. And so I believe in prayer. So there may be those of you listening to the broadcast today, and you are really being challenged in your faith. And you just being challenged in your faith. And it seems like that your faith is being assaulted. But I pray for you today. I pray that your faith fails not. I pray that you will keep the faith, that you will keep the faith and know that God hears and answers prayer. Maybe not in the timing or maybe the way we want to, but he answers prayer, and we just need to keep the faith. I've got a friend named Martin Smith, and he's wrote a song about keeping the faith. I want him to sing that. And I just want you to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you right now about keeping the faith. And, you know, if there's anything that Satan wants to do, is steal your faith, your trust in God, your belief in God. So why don't you just pause and consider right now as Martin sings this song.
Count all the pieces of my life. On the altar, I'm your sacrifice. Let your fire fall. I'm waiting here. Come and take it all. This heart.
We're going to keep the faith. Yes, we are. We're going to overcome. So I just pray today for those who are on the BPN radio network, for those that their faith is being challenged today. You say, I don't know. I believe that God is failing me. God has let me down. He hasn't heard my prayer. And so this is an assault on your faith. And I pray today that your faith fail not. I pray that your faith fail not and that you're going to keep the faith. Yes, you are. Because God is a faithful God. He is a very faithful God. Well, I just want to say to you today that you're going to make it. God did not bring you this far to let you down. God did not bring you this far to let you drown. You're going to go to the other side. You're going to be a strong finisher. I declare that you know how to blow the charge, but you don't know how to blow the retreat. Retreat is not an option. If God be for you, who can be against you? And the answer is nobody, nobody. Nobody can be against you. So I declare that you are going to prosper. I declare that you're going to do the will of God. I declare that you could have been born any time in history past, any time in history future. But here you are. Here you are alive today. And so I declare that you're going to move forward, and anything can change for the better by this time tomorrow. It's amazing what could happen in the next 24 hours because we are praying. So thank you for being a part of the Breakout Prayer Network. Thank you for praying with me. Thank you for tuning in to this broadcast. And why don't you just tell your friends about it. And the Lord is calling us to pray. And we're praying for a spiritual awakening in America. We're praying for a revival in 1,000 cities in our nation, 1,000 prayer centers, and 1,000 prayer leaders. And so I'm so thankful that you're part of this program. If you'd like to be a part of our prayer team, our BPN prayer team, you can go to our website, bpnradio.com. And there's a place there that you can give your request. And if you'd like to be on the prayer team, you can go to letspraymerica.com, and then you can sign in right there and make your request known also. Okay, we're going to be back again tomorrow, and we just pray for a wonderful Saturday for you. I speak a blessing on all the pastors as they prepare to minister tomorrow. And may the Sabbath day tomorrow, may it be a wonderful day. Thank you for being a part of the Breakout Prayer Network. Sure love you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.